baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your old teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough.
Ah, teddy bears. That's what we're talking about next with Build-A-Bear. Yes, as we continue our conversation this morning on responsible branding and work as in your marketing, and with regards to philanthropy as well, philanthropy even. I'll get my words out today. And yeah, are we being responsible as consumers in what the choices that we make, what we want to buy? Do we think about where those products come from? And are we seduced by marketing tools? Now, Richard, you had a teddy bear.
Well, yes, I had Rupert the bear.
Oh, well, Rupert.
And I remember once I was very young and I was on a flight with my parents and we lost Rupert's scarf. And it was like the most traumatic. I still have sort of moments about Rupert's scarf.
And this is it, the emotion and the memories we can attach to a teddy bear. Let's welcome to the show Paul Marks, General Manager of Build-A-Bear. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning and nice to meet you both. And can I just say you both have beautiful skin. I'm on Richard's side of the fence. I'm a you know, water and soap. And my wife's continually, she has a you know, full of potions, I call them. Mm. Both look great. Lovely to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, welcome. And yes, we do look good.
Yeah. Now, I have got a bear called Huggy, and I got Huggy from Build-A-Bear, and I've forgotten to bring Huggy today. I know, and he usually sits on my dressing table in my bedroom, but because I've had my mother here, I moved him into her room to make her feel at home. Right. And clearly I forgot to bring him today, so I do apologise. But Huggy, I really have got very fond of. He's quite a cool bear. I went around, we made him and created him, and you showed me some the choices I could make with regards to his clothes, and I chose denim jeans and a check shirt, and he had cool shades on.
Yeah, sunglasses. Yes, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, the sunglasses. He's quite a cool dude, and hence I called him Huggy. Huggy Bear. Yeah, so tell us about Build-A-Bear.
Oh, it's interesting. I mean, you've picked a good time to have a chat, because it's actually our 15th anniversary this year. The company started in 1997, and it was our co-founder Maxine Clark. She was big in retail in the US, and decided it was time to have a break, and she was looking for something different. And a few years ago, everybody was saying, "Well, what do we do? How do we make retail more interesting?" And people were saying, "Oh, it's got to have theatre." And nobody really knew what that meant. You ended up with big TV screens and loud noise and stuff like that. But Build-A-Bear really is actually not about just buying bears. It's about the whole experience, which you went through. But basically, yeah, about 15 years ago, Maxime was with a friend of hers, Katie, a 10-year-old friend of hers. And Katie was a collector. I don't know if you remember the Beanie Babies.
I do.
And she had the whole collection, and she couldn't make any more. She couldn't buy any more. So she said, "Well, let's make them." And that resonated with Maxine. She really does think big picture. And she thought, "Wait a minute." And that's really when the idea was born.
And how long ago was this, Mark?
This was 15 years ago.
Okay.
So it's 15 years this year. So we'll be doing a lot of celebration stuff this year. And we're actually celebrating the, the creation of our 100th millionth furry friend this year.
Gosh.
So it's not just bears, it's all the other animals. But basically, yeah, she actually thought, let's get people, and you know, you mentioned that emotional connection, and maybe we talk about the process later on. How do you get somebody to connect with their bear right from the beginning? And you know, there's Richard actually talking about Rupert. And if I recall, one of your sister stations did something. The morning show did something about their teddy bears, and the average age of the listener was about 40.
So, funnily enough, I'm 40 this year.
And was it men or was it female? Who are remembering their bears? Who have that attachment?
A
40-year-olds.
Yeah, a bit of both, I think. You know, because what we try to do at Build-A-Bear actually is try and create the whole the connection right early on. And it is, I mean, the bear itself, the history of the bear, and why is it called a teddy bear? Sort of evolved out of caring And I don't know if you know the whole story, but the word teddy bear came from Teddy Roosevelt. He was on a shooting expedition, and they rounded up a bear, and he said, "I'm not shooting it. I'm not doing it." And the whole story of caring came out of, you know, Teddy Roosevelt. And again, that's another story. But
is that? I'm sure that is true. But is it that? Is that because that's American? You see, so some people are going to be going, I don't accept that teddy bear came from America. The name teddy bear, but it's a story.
It's actually true. I actually did some of my own research. Yes. Yesterday, and there are sort of a parallel. The whole teddy bear thing came out of, you know, the cartoons, and a guy called Morris Mitchum saw this drawing of Teddy Roosevelt, and inspired him to create a new toy, and it was a little stuffed bear cub, because that was in that was basically what was in the drawing, and he actually wrote to Teddy Roosevelt and said, "Can I use your name and call it a teddy bear?" And that guy actually went on to found Ideal Toys, which became a very, very big company. At exactly the same time, around about 1903, the German company Stief, and I think they made the most traditional bear with the...
It was the very famous one, and they always had a button, didn't they? Sort of sewn into the paw or something, which made you differentiate. You knew it was an original.
You knew he was original, and he looked like a real bear, and he was a little bit scary, but he was articulated, you know, all his arms, and that's the sort of traditional bear that we remember.
And for me, I would say, it would be, not that I remember this, of course,
I probably
Richard,
do.
Before you start...
My lips are sealed.
I can see Manson ready to go. No,
1857.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was going to say the Victorian bear. Yeah. You know, that would be in my mind. I don't know if it's true, but I would kind of imagine that sort of the bear, the teddy bear in Victorian England.
Sure.
That would be my nostalgia.
He, Stief, who made these first bears, the German company, actually... exhibited it at a toy fair, and people thought, you know, is it a bit scary because it looked like a bear? Now they're a bit more cartoony, they're a bit
softer,
bit cuter. And apparently, and again, it's a little bit of a story that a company called George Bergfeldt & Co. in New York had seen these bears and ordered about 3,000 of them to be sent to the States. And they never made it. And I think the BBC did something a few years ago called The Great Bear Shipwreck Story, about, you know, the fact that they never actually made it. So somewhere around hundreds of bears floating around.
Well, it is. I mean, it's extraordinary listening to this, because obviously I've never actually thought about the bears before, but there are so many famous cuddly bears. You think of Paddington Bear, Yogi Bear, and all these things. And it's quite strange, really, when you think that a bear is one of the most ferocious creatures. That is, if you were in a wood in Canada and you saw one, you wouldn't go and cuddle it, would you? But it's ironic. And I wonder if there's some sort of psychology in it, why we have these...
Because it's got fur.
Very cute.
Exactly, like any animal in the sense, it's wild, but if you make it, you know, it's soft, it's fur, and it's
your friend.
A story, and it's
well,
your friend.
Look at the panda. Look at the panda bear. In fact, you know, we actually say one of our taglines is Build-A-Bear Workshop, where best friends are made. Mm. And it is a sort of friendly, huggy, I mean, you called yours Huggy Bear, didn't you? Not sure whether that was going back to the old Starsky and Hutch days, exactly. Which is a bit worrying.
I was a fan.
Or whether it was the hug, and, you know, the huggable... You know, we use the word huggable in a lot of our marketing.
I think it was a combination, because he looked like a dude, and he was cuddly as well. So, you know, but I think, I think the romance, the idea of a bear, and it was very traditional going back, where every child would have a bear. And like you, you remember yours, and so many people do that had a bear. So I'm asking you today, did you have a bear, a cuddly toy, a bear, a cuddly bear? Did you? 4001, did you have a teddy bear as a child or even as an adult? And tell us about him. What was his name? What kind of bear was he? We'd love to hear from you.